The Creation and Adam and Eve. Hello everybody, my name's Natasha, and His Royal Highness Prince Bertie the Frog has commanded me to introduce a very special story from the Bible called The Creation, about the beginning of everything, and this will be followed by Adam and Eve. But I'm not going to be reading it this time, because this story was recorded many years ago by a famous English actor called John Le Mesurier, who appeared in the TV series Dad's Army and in many, many comedy films. The text was written for children by Robert Duncan in a book called Once Upon a World. You can find more audio Bible stories at onceuponaworld.net, which is kindly sharing some of its stories with Story Nori. After the creation, you will hear about Adam and Eve. But now, here's the very first story ever told.
On the first day the world had ever known, God had a busy week in front of him. He said, "We will have light and darkness, and I will call the light day and the dark part night." It all happened just as he said. On the second day, God decided there should be lots of sky all round the world. He called the sky heaven. The next day he made all the land and all the seas. He said that grass and plants and fruit would grow on the land. On Thursday, God worked a bit more on the light and darkness. He put finishing touches to it and threw in lots of stars. He was very pleased with what he had done. The fifth day was very important for God. He made all the birds and all the fishes. "Have lots of children," he told them. "That's why there are so many birds in the sky and fishes in the sea."